Awaken, my knight. Calmly now, calmly. Struggle as you might, I assure you, my bonds will hold. I've enough power yet in me to bind a single man. Though, you aren't just any man, are you? If the heraldry on your armor is right, you're the champion of many a war against my people, and doubtless slayer countless of my brethren. And yet, you saved me from that pyre, and from that mob that would have me burned at the stake for being born who I am. Curious that. A knight such as yourself saving a witch like me from the flames. They came upon me in a time of weakness, and they will pay dearly for that mistake. In time, that is. For now, I would repay you for your kindness. Your sword and armor? They're safe. Your steed? He and I have become fast friends. I've always had a way with big, lumbering beasts, which is why I think my wiles look so well on you. Whether it has more to do with the way you've so crudely tried to scratch out the emblems on your armor, or just the way your eyes look at me, even now, the truth is clear. As your not-so-little friend is making evident, there's more in your eyes than just hatred. Bravo, by the by. It would seem that the Creator has blessed you in more ways than one. I'll be having a lot of fun with that. With this. Oh, how you jump. And at merely a hand. One might think that you'd never been touched before. To see your magnificent cock react so to my lightest touch. Let's see then, shall we? How it reacts to more diligent affection. Yes. I never thought a man of your order could purr so sweetly. And yet, no matter how you fight it, I can see the way your eyes glass over, hear the way your breaths deepen. And now, let me taste how sweet your surrender must be. You'd snap at me? I, who plucked those arrows from your side and closed your wounds? I, who guided you to safety in this forest clearing? I, who saved you from the brink of death? I, who has given you, if I might guess, more pleasure than you've ever felt in your long life of hatred, of servitude, and of obedience? Very well, my knight. For you are mine, my sweet, and you must begin to accept that. If you will not let me taste you on your pious lips, let me taste you on a part of you that is much more honest. A mighty knight, indeed. You grow still, even within the confines of my mouth. Oh, don't be so coy. I may look petite and my body young, but I assure you, this isn't my first attempt at breaking an honest man. This might be the first time it has been so easy, though. Your eagerness glistens and gleams at your tip like a glazed lolly. Might I lick it clean, my knight? I'll take that tortured silence to mean yes. So good. I want to taste all of it. Not just yet, my sweetling. Hold it in. Save it for me. Savor this ecstasy just a little longer. We mustn't let all of this sweet seed go to waste. You calm yourself and work your way back down that cliff you are about to go leaping off of, whilst you watch me undress and listen to my sordid secret. How those eyes follow me, glassy with dreams, heavy with lust so forbidden it makes your very soul quiver. You're so close to breaking for me, my sweet knight, so close to giving in. You can't look away, can you? I was not meant for these tattered rags, you know. The skin was meant for finer fabrics. This hair meant to be entwined with the rarest flowers, with the sweetest scents. And even now, as I bear my everything to you, wholly and utterly yours to survey, your ire stays high, and your fires below rage on still. For your obedience, my secret. And I trust you will guard it well. As I take my place atop you, my knight, I'll tell you the tale of a witch who uses magic long forgotten by her people, forbidden for ages among her kind. Hers is a magic that runs on the passion of lust. Fueled by the seed of men, she bends to her will. The twist, the purer the man, the more powerful she becomes. Now tell me, my brave, handsome knight, tell me, as I slide this thickness of yours between my thighs, and along this tiny, sopping little slit, far too small for you. Tell me, who more pure than the most valiant of knights? What a lovely thrall you will make. Slave to my whim, bent by my magic. I will be reborn in your corruption, my lover. Now, suffer my lust. Oh, gods above you. Oh, God, it's never been this difficult before. My knight. Oh, my knight will ruin me with your sighs. Oh, yes. However am I to know another man's touch after sating myself on yours? Finally, all of you and me. Now then. My sweet, fret not about knights and witches, of wars and orders, of flames and stakes. Let your world be this small space, and your heart speak not of vows and pledges of celibacy, but of truths and desires. Give yourself to me. Night, and I will make your world wondrous. Within you, and yet, my bonds, but they were perfect. How could, they're so strong. Please, please don't stop. Oh, please don't stop. Forgive me, I've never sinned so sweetly. Oh, yes, all of it. Oh, give me all of it. Oh, drive it in every last drop. Oh, let not a single drip of that precious seed fall to the florist. I want it, all of it, mine, mine, mine. Oh. My knight, you've power left yet in you, and more trickery than I had thought you capable of. I'm glad you didn't pull away, and that even now you hold to me. I will be yours. And I think I've decided to not make you my thrall. I will take your pledge and bind you by your word, not by my spell. So long as you vow yourself to me, utterly and entirely. And the sweetness you still drive into will always be yours. And that precious cock of yours will always be mine. Oh, what say you, my knight? Do we have an accord?